Today's lecture is on compulsive hoarding syndrome. In the first part, I'll describe what compulsive hoarding syndrome is. Then I'll talk about its effects. Next, I'll explain animal hoarding. Finally, I'll close with a discussion about the treatment of compulsive hoarding. Compulsive hoarding syndrome is a mental disorder affecting an estimated 20 million people in the world. People with compulsive hoarding syndrome gather many objects and seemingly cannot get rid of them. Most people would say the objects that hoarders collect are useless or worthless. However, hoarders believe the objects could be useful someday. They may even develop an emotional connection to such things. Hoarders are afraid to throw things away. Also, they continue to bring more and more things into their homes. They may save objects such as newspapers, clothing, and even old food. Hoarders live with so much clutter that it may even endanger their physical health, since dirt, insects, and bacteria that form over time can cause sickness. Now, let's talk about the effects of the syndrome. First of all, compulsive hoarding can have a severe effect on a family. Family members who share a home with a hoarder cannot understand why their loved one keeps so many useless and sometimes dangerous things. It prevents the family from enjoying their home. It can also have effects on public health. Severe health risks can result from collecting waste, food, or materials that can cause fires. It often violates laws that were created to protect public safety and property. So, that was all about people who hoard objects. Now I want to talk about animal hoarders. Yes, you heard right, animal hoarders. Persons suffering from compulsive hoarding syndrome do not only collect objects. Some of them collect dogs, cats, birds, snakes, or other animals. Animal hoarders believe they are rescuing the animals to care for them. However, hoarders do not realize they are really doing more harm than good. They can't provide proper care for these animals. The animals are not washed or fed properly. Floors are often covered with animal waste, so infectious diseases can develop, and unfortunately, some of these animals die of hunger. Last week, a grand jury in New York recently charged a man and his wife with hoarding 100 cats. The cats clearly had not received good care. Some of the animals were missing teeth or eyes. Others were suffering from insect bites. The owners were charged with torturing and injuring animals. The public has shown deep concern regarding the strange behavior of animal hoarders like this couple in New York. Several television channels have broadcast documentary programs about hoarders. Television cameras capture the sadness of the owners as animal police take away their pets. The public's interest in hoarding programs comes from people's own natural human desire to collect things. In this last part of the lecture, I'll give you some information about the treatment of compulsive hoarding. Compulsive hoarding is extremely difficult to treat. This is because hoarders often refuse they have a problem. But cognitive behavioral therapy can help. In this method, hoarders talk with an expert to understand why they gather and save so many things. When reasons are found, people can develop a plan for organization. They can learn how to decide what to throw away. Another treatment method is meeting with others and talking about their struggles. These group therapy meetings may take place in hoarders' homes, but the therapy does not always happen in direct meetings. Some meetings for hoarders are held through the internet, and some hoarders use their computers to communicate with a supportive person. With improved decision-making skills and ways of thinking, it is possible for a hoarder to kick the habit. This brings us to the end of our lecture.